Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Big Footy Off-Season Podcast Extra. I'm here this morning with Terry Anderson, the president of AFL Canterbury in New Zealand. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Jason. Lovely to be with you.
It is indeed a good morning. Terry, perhaps we could start with how you got involved in Australian football in New Zealand.
Yes, Jason, yes. I moved to New Zealand about 14 and a half years ago with work. The first thing I got to Canterbury was to see if there was any AFL, because that was my passion, and looked it up on the internet and the phone book and stumbled across a connection that led me to the local competition with the Canterbury AFL competition. I became involved immediately in the league, started a team the following year, played at the ripe age of 44 through to about 48, and was on the committee for all those years, either as a committee member or elected as president, which I've been for the last 7 years. So I've had a pretty close involvement with the development of the game since 1999 when I arrived here in Christchurch.
Okay, and what exactly does your role as president entail?
Well, I head up a very committee of about 10 to 12 people who are elected at our AGM each year, and delegates from each of the clubs. So our role is to basically ensure that there's a competition run for the local players. We have our own constitution, a set of playing rules. And, yeah, we're just here to foster the game. I suppose that's how increase the awareness of AFL in New Zealand, particularly in our area, encouraging people to play the game, to enjoy the experience, and hopefully they'll stay with the game for many years.
Okay, and how many teams do you have under you in AFL Canterbury?
We have a senior competition only at this stage of four teams. Occasionally we've tried reserves or second grade, but really haven't got the traction with numbers consistently to make that happen. We've also had the odd school tournament, high school tournaments, where we've encouraged teams to get involved in those. So, yeah, that happens probably every year. We have a small cluster tournament with some of the high schools around Christchurch. But mainly that four-team senior competition is the backbone of our footprint here in Canterbury.
And that's an 18-a-side competition?
Oh, yeah, we play full side, yeah, definitely, just like the AFL. Our grounds are normal size, 160 to 170 metres long and about 120 to 130 metres wide. We have two grounds that we play on, depending on which half of the season we're in, because we have to work with the council, and they're often renovating grounds, so we have to sort of swap grounds halfway through the season when other grounds become available.
Okay. And so how many players does that mean you've got in the Canterbury AFL?
Well, this year I keep a database of all players. We've had just over 200 players this year put the boots on and run out to play. Not all of them are stuck around. We've probably got a hardcore group of 120-odd players. That's about 30 per side. And some who play only one or two games throughout the year or whatever, they might be injured or for other reasons, they just can't play many more than one or two games.
Excellent. You named, I was just noticing on your website, what is the NPC side?
The National Provincial Championships. It's a term that's carried over from the rugby side of things. They have an NPC championship every year in the rugby, the New Zealand League, and we've just carried that title over to the AFL. So it's a provincial championship which invites teams from the main provincial centres of New Zealand. This year it'll be Wellington, Auckland, Otago, and Canterbury. So we'd like to have more teams in there, and I think in the future we will have other provincial centres participating in the competition. So, yeah, we get the best players from each region who play over a weekend. They play probably, three or four games each over that weekend, depending on the number of teams participating.
Okay. Now, the AFL last year played their first premiership game in Wellington, obviously. Did that have any effect on you guys in Canterbury? I'm not sure what the distances are here.
Look, I suppose with this, the day and age that we're in, internet and TV, it's, the game got good coverage, in the media. We heard a lot about it in Christchurch and was obviously advertised throughout New Zealand. yeah, we've had some spin-off from that. You do get people at schools and that say they watched the game on television or something like that, and they're interested in picking it up. It's just a matter of taking advantage of those contacts we get and directing those people into clubs at the local level.
Okay. Do you have a? I know in some parts of New Zealand they run a junior like schools programs. Do you guys do that in your area?
We try to. It's had fits and starts, really. It's mainly concentrated on the North Island, which is, you know, Auckland and Wellington. They've been pouring a lot of money into that side of the program. We've done it down here over several years, but not consistently over the last few years. We hope to reintroduce that with the help of AFL New Zealand, who are, you know, control the game on a national basis. So at the moment we do. I mean, I just had an inquiry yesterday from a local school sports master who wants me to come out and run the what we call Kiwi Kick program, which in Australia is called AusKick, with his school, and just, you know, show them the ropes, and they'll hopefully have a team that can compete against one of the other schools where we know they're interested in AFL at junior level.
What do you see as the future of football in Canterbury in the next couple of years?
Well, our main role would be to sustain the competition that we've got, which is mainly at the senior level, but we'd certainly like to see more juniors coming through. So our emphasis is really on trying to grow the game. So that means getting the teenagers playing it. You know, it's all right getting them playing at primary school where they pretty much haven't got much control because the teacher says that's what you're doing today, but getting them channeling from that into the clubs and getting junior competitions running a bit more extensive than what AFL New Zealand do. They just run what they call cluster tournaments, which only go for a week or so. We'd like to see that extended to, you know, a competition throughout a season over, you know, 10 to 12 weeks like our seniors do. And then we've got a base of people that we can then recruit into our senior competition. And then I think that's what AFL in Australia has been hoping would happen in New Zealand for many years, but we just had difficulty getting it there because, you know, you need a strong volunteer base, and hopefully with parents getting involved, we can do that.
If I wanted to get involved in playing football in AFL Canterbury, how would I go about doing that?
Well, normally I get contacts from people who visited our website, or they may have discovered us on the AFL New Zealand website, or even on the AFL official AFL website. Sometimes there's contacts to the local league, so I'd get an email from somebody or a text saying that they want to get involved. Usually they want to be directed to a club, so because we have four clubs, I'll usually act impartially and give them the names and contacts of all the clubs, so they would then, you know, choose the club of their choice, I suppose, once they've got to know some of the people or maybe been down to training. With juniors, because we don't really have a competition running, it's a bit difficult, but we do ask them to affiliate with a club and maybe train with the guys, and then when they get a bit bigger and stronger, they can play. If we do get enough juniors, of course, we would start a more serious junior competition. We did this year have a junior competition or a weekly training session with one of our national coaches, Justin Davies, and he was running that for about last 5 or 6 weeks prior to the senior games. So, yeah, we're trying to cater for all age groups, but it is difficult. We're also trying to get AFL 9s up and running. A guy called Sam McKenzie, who's working for AFL New Zealand, was here in the last couple of months speaking with people on the ground here to see if we can find a venue and advertise that concept as well, because that's a good activity for all members of the family to be involved in.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add that you think would be useful?
Yeah, look, I think AFL in New Zealand obviously is a very minor sport. It's just what I call a sunrise sport. But, it's just about, we're trying to increase the, I suppose, the profile of the game. I mean, because there's so much contact now between New Zealand and Australia, many people are coming back from Australia having watched the game and they enjoy it. So, look, I think the more help we can get from volunteers, because at my end it's all volunteer-based, the better. So if we can get the word out there, just encourage people to get involved with the game at any level, really, you know, from scoreboard, timekeeping, right through to, playing the game, coaching, you know, spread the load a little bit so that the game that I love and the people that I'm involved with love, you know, has a chance to flourish. Because, you know, there's a lot of options for kids today, and we really just want to see people out there being healthy and having fun, and if they can do it with AFL, that's even better.
Okay. How many games a year do your teams play? Like, is it a full season of a league, or is it just a couple of games here and there? Or?
No, we've been running full seasons for probably about a decade now. We play, including the finals, each team would play 10 to 12 games a year. So it's not a long season, but we have to sandwich it between the end of rugby, because that's the dominant code here, or rugby league and rugby, and probably cricket, although we do overlap the cricket season, so most people have to sacrifice their cricket while they're doing AFL, then they might switch over to the cricket later in the summer. Yeah, but I guess we're just trying to find a window, a time that we can play. It's not always easy when you've got competing sports, but yeah, we try to get as many games in as we can. Then if, like this year, we've got the NPC, so those who have selected in that will continue training. And then it's very quick. It's a fast track here to get into the national team, because the best players in that from the NPC will be selected to the national teams. And we play the Australian Institute of Sport on Australia Day, usually in Wellington. And then, of course, usually a curtain raiser before the St Kilda game on Anzac Day in April. So, and later on next year, we have an international cup. So those who take the game seriously will basically playing non-stop for the next 12 months.
And that's got to be a good thing for the development of their skills and development of the game in general.
Has to be, yeah. I mean, like I said, there's a pretty fast track from locals competition into regional and then national competition, just because we don't have the volume of players. But, somebody who shows a bit of promise can find themselves quickly playing for New Zealand. And like I said, that'll happen on several occasions next year if one is good enough to make those sides.
Okay. I guess you've answered this in part already, but what are the biggest challenges in running a football competition in New Zealand?
We rely basically on, we've got to have the green space to play them on, of course. There are a lot of rugby fields here, so you've got to find fields that are big enough. Usually we have to join two rugby fields together or go to a park where, it's quite a bit of space. There might be a cricket ground there or something like that. So just finding the green space to play. Like I touched on before, increasing the profile of the game so that people know that it's actually here in New Zealand. It's amazing how many Aussies will come over to New Zealand and not know there's AFL going here. But so we've got to get the profile out there. So that's a marketing issue. Obviously, recruiting and retaining volunteers like you do in any sort of grassroots sport. And then, having the game controlled in a manner that people want to stay with the game, rather than be turned off it. So, we've got to control make sure the rules are applied properly so there's not too much rough stuff, otherwise people will be turned away. So it's a matter of, balancing all those issues like you would with any sort of strategic plan.
Okay. I've been speaking to Terry Anderson, the president of AFL Canterbury. Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thanks, Jason. All the best.